That is almost the full extent of crime in our organized, dandified society. 99% of it, let's say. It is that last and vital 1% that keeps the police departments in business. That 1% is me and a handful of men scattered around the galaxy. Theoretically, we can't exist, and if we do exist, we can't operate. But we do. We are the rats in the wainscoting of society. We operate outside of their barriers and outside of their rules. Society had more rats when the rules were looser, just as the old wooden buildings had more rats than the concrete buildings that came later, but they still had rats. Now that society is all ferroconcrete and stainless steel, there are fewer gaps between the joints, and it takes a smart rat to find them. A stainless steel rat is right at home in this environment. It is a proud and lonely thing to be a stainless steel rat, and it is the greatest experience in the galaxy, if you can get away with it. The sociological experts can't seem to agree why we exist. Some even doubt that we do. The most widely accepted theory says that we are victims of delayed psychological disturbance that shows no evidence in childhood, when it can be detected and corrected, and only appears later in life. I have naturally given a lot of thought to the topic, and I don't hold with that idea at all. A few years back, I wrote a small book on the subject, under a nom de plume, of course, that was rather well received. My theory is that the aberration is a philosophical one, not a psychological one. At a certain stage, the realization strikes through that one must either live outside of society's bonds or die of absolute boredom. There is no future or freedom in the circumscribed life, and the only other life is complete rejection of the rules. There is no longer room for the soldier of fortune or the gentleman adventurer who can live both within and outside of society. Today it is all or nothing. To save my own sanity, I chose the nothing. The cab just reached the spaceport as I hit on this negative line of thought, and I was glad to abandon it. Loneliness is the thing to fear in this business. That, and self-pity, can destroy you if they get the upper hand. Action has always helped me. The elation of danger and escape always clears my mind. When I paid the cab, I shortchanged the driver right under his nose, palming one of the credit notes in the act of handing it to him. He was blind as a riveted bulkhead. His gullibility had me humming with delight. The tip I gave him more than made up the loss, since I only do this sort of petty business to break the monotony. There was a robot clerk behind the ticket window. He had that extra third eye in the center of his forehead that meant a camera. It clicked slightly as I purchased a ticket, recording my face and destination. A normal precaution on the part of the police. I would have been surprised if it hadn't happened. My destination was inter-system, so I doubted if the picture would appear any place except the files. I wasn't making an interstellar hop this time, as I usually did after a big job. It wasn't necessary. After a job, a single world or a small system is too small for more work. But Beta Cygnus has a system of almost 20 planets, all with terrified weather. This planet, 3, was too hot now, but the rest of the system was wide open. There was a lot of commercial rivalry within the system, and I knew their police departments didn't cooperate too well. They would pay the price for that. My ticket was for Mori, number 18, a large and mostly agricultural planet. There were a number of little stores at the spaceport. I shopped them carefully and outfitted a new suitcase with a complete wardrobe and traveling essentials. The tailor was saved for last. He ran up a couple of traveling suits and a formal kilt for me, and I took them into the fitting booth. Strictly by accident, I managed to hang one of the suits over the optic bug in the wall and made undressing sounds with my feet while I doctored the ticket I had just bought. The other end of my cigar cutter was a punch. With it, I altered the keyed holes that indicated my destination. I was now going to Planet 10, not 18, and I had lost almost 200 credits with the alteration. That's the secret of ticket and order changing. Don't raise the face value. There is too good a chance that this will be noticed. If you lower the value and lose money on the deal, even if it is caught, people will be sure it is a mistake on the machine's part. There is